Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for July 13th to July 20th and beyond. Well, today's the big day. After 7.5 months since November of last year, Mars is finally leaving Virgo and entering Libra.
Actually, Mars did slip into Libra for a couple of degrees in February and then returned to Virgo via retrograde motion in March. But basically, yeah, it's been Mars in Virgo for a long time.
And another part of this good news is that Mars will no longer be opposite Uranus. In other words, the planet of violence and conflict and the planet of freedom and disruption will no longer be interacting and jacking up the energy for rebellions around the world.
But there is a new energy pattern forming, which is well worth taking note of. By entering Libra, Mars is now combining its energy with Saturn, which has been transiting in Libra for the last couple of years.
In Vedic astrology, these two planets are known as natural malefics, that is to say, capable of doing harm. So, in the interest of keeping our viewers informed, let's now take a look at what happens when Mars and Saturn join forces in the heavens.
The first take on this is that two of the so-called natural malefic planets in one place is not good. But as always, the details are important. The general theme is that Mars energizes Saturn, while Saturn controls Mars. This is good for focused efforts, organized progress, and disciplined action. The downside is calculated aggression, premeditated violence, ruthlessness, and a potential for crisis.
Sounds like quite a mix, Ron. How do you determine which way it goes?
Well, like everything, the answer is it depends on other factors. It depends on context. Let's remember that this planetary combination is happening in Libra, the sign that values peace, harmony, and relationship.
Sounds good, but Hitler was Libra rising, so is Putin, and so is Hillary Clinton.
True, but I'm not going into personal astrology charts just now.
But it will be fun to keep track of these people. Okay, maybe we can't resurrect Hitler, thank goodness, but certainly we will look into Putin and Hillary.
All right, how about a rain check on that?
Yeah.
Anyway, the idea is that the Mars-Saturn energy can be consciously used in a positive way to get something done. But it can also manifest as two bad guys who don't like each other in Libra, the sign of cooperation, which could bring something like double trouble.
How about in world affairs? In the USA chart, Mars will be together with Saturn in the 11th house. That's Congress again. The Republicans are trying to take over the Senate, which they hope to do in the midterm November elections.
Yes, and this combination will help them make a concerted effort in that direction. But remember that Congress has two parties, so Mars and Saturn can help the Democrats, too.
Of course, we would all like to know how this energy pattern is going to affect my life and what I should be doing.
And in next week's show, we will go through the zodiac and examine the potential outcomes of the Mars-Saturn combination for each of the rising signs.
All right.
On another note, early this morning, Sunday, July 13th, Venus left Taurus and entered Gemini.
The planet of love, relationship, agreement, sociability, pleasure, and guidance is now in the sign of duality, intellect, multiple points of view, reasons and explanations.
Venus in Gemini is sometimes considered flaky, a bit hard to pin down, fun and entertaining, but unreliable. Still, there's good energy for compromise. It's the planet of agreement in the sign of consensus. And note that for the next couple of weeks, Venus joins with Mercury, the ruler of Gemini. Therefore, Gemini significations are benefited, and so is the house in your natal chart containing this sign.
But Venus carries a bit of a load with it, because in its sign Libra, there are now two major malefics, Mars and Saturn. By the rule of dispositors, these planets transfer their energy to Venus. This can make Venus behave badly.
Exactly right, David. Even though Venus plus Mercury in Gemini is great for negotiations, when Mars and Saturn are together in the zodiac, there's not much energy for compromise. And remember that Libra is essentially an idealist, so the determined, ruthless energy of Mars plus Saturn gets used for whatever ends the Libra ideologue desires.
And that energy gets transferred to Venus, so the talks and negotiations, if any, won't go anywhere, and the violence continues in Ukraine, in Iraq, in Gaza, and with Afghanistan and Indonesia now on the horizon.
Yeah, it looks like peace negotiations will be stymied. We'll be following up on this conundrum of Venus carrying the weight of Mars and Saturn as we keep track of world events in the coming weeks.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Now on to segment 3 of this week's show.